Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kyra. How can I help you today?
Well, I wanted to check. I had talked to someone about getting a refund on orders I didn't make, and they said it was going to be processed and I'd get an email, and I've heard nothing, so I'm following up.
Okay, so you can provide me with your zip code so that I can further assist you.
Okay, try 34134.
Can you state your first and last name, sir?
Joseph Ross. It's possible
Joseph?
It's another zip code. Yes,
okay.
Joseph R-O-S-S.
What's the other zip code, sir?
A 60540.
One moment. Okay. I do see an account listed. To confirm that this is correct, can you verify your mailing address, sir?
Well, try two. Try 415 East Gardner, Naperville, Illinois, or 125 Shell Drive, Bonita Springs, Florida.
Yes, sir. So I do see that they have you here previously. You signed up for the Wi-Fi booster.
I didn't sign for anything. I signed for an order on October 22nd for $7.95 for that Wi-Fi booster. They then hooked me into some monthly charges of $49.97 for the next 2 months they've hit. I don't know if it's hit for the third month. That's what I called on to say. I never signed up for that. I understand now the gimmick and how they play this game, but I never authorized that, and that's what I had called in on.
Okay, sir. You can hold 1 second while I gain more knowledge on your account.
Okay. How can you be so dumb to really think that that gimmick works? What I don't understand is somebody... No, but it talked about Costco, and I had been there. So is Costco selling their list to somebody?
They might be, or they're stealing it.
How are they? How do they know that I was at Costco? That's why I thought there might be some legitimacy, because it related to me.
That's interesting.
Hello, customer.
Yes. Hello.
Yes, sir. I do see the previous notes that we have here. The refund payment was failed, and we had the refund sent off to corporate so that they can hopefully have that refund issued to you. But you stated that you haven't received any funds yet?
Nothing. What refunds
yes.
are you referring to? There were two charges at least on October 26th and November 26th.
Yes, sir. So I'm only able to assist you with the recent transaction on 11/26, the full refund on that payment.
Oh, okay. But what about the October 26th?
Yes, sir. Any other transactions we're only able to assist regarding the recent one?
Okay, you're telling me that you will, there's, even though I did not order that, that you're not going to refund that charge. Is that correct?
It does inform me in the terms prior to signing up for that item, sir, that you would be subscribed to the store as well.
I did not sign up for any. I just signed
for the
nothing.
Wi-Fi booster.
I ordered it, but I signed nothing on any of your, you know, I understand the game that you're playing, and I understand you just answer the phone, so it's not your fault. But I can tell you, as I told them last time when they said they were going to refund this, I don't know how far back my bank will go, but in addition, you know, I will do whatever I have to do because I'm not going to put up with this kind of fraud. So, and I know it's not your fault. I realize that you're paid to tell me what you're telling me, but one way or the other, I'm going to get a refund. The $7.95, I got the product and I paid for it and I'm fine with that. These monthly games that they charge me, we're going to get reversed either through you or if I have to go another way. So How do we want to manage this?
Okay, sir. Well, as the information that we do have here is valid, as I stated, I'm able to assist you with your recent transaction. Anything previous, you'll have to get transferred.
You transfer me to whoever I need to, or I'll just go back to my bank and have them reverse the charges too. That's probably the harder way. So you're going to transfer me to someone?
At this moment, I'm having the recent transaction issued, and I'll be right with you before I get you transferred, sir.
Okay. Yeah, that's not her fault. She's paid to tell me that kind of stuff.
Okay, so I did go ahead and successfully have that recent transaction notated to corporate so that they can hopefully have that issue. And at this moment, I'll proceed to have your information issued so that someone can further assist you.
Okay, so you're going to give me someone else, transfer me to someone?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Paul has this invitation too. You never mentioned it.
Yes, sir, and I am still here with you. I'm just making sure that I get your information successfully transferred.
All right, thank you.
Yes, sir. Well, I do want to thank you for giving customer service a call. You have a great day. You'll be put in a brief hold so that someone can further assist you.
And so, okay, thank you.
Okay, one moment, sir.